Don Lemon's full of
But why didn't you write a letter that said, I understand what Don Lemon was saying?
Because
words
we're
matter,
using
and
it.
You should know that.
I understand right? that. You, okay. In order to have a conversation, you have to listen to me as okay. well.
From New York, Don Lemon, good morning.
Oh, wow, that's a new one. My goodness. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
How are you doing?
I am so tired, but you know what? I was very excited, and still am, because Sunday night was my big chance to ask Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and the burn, Bernie Sanders, extended questions about race, inequality, and criminal justice reform.
As a black man in America, if I were born today, I'd have a 1 in 3 chance of ending up in prison in my life. Secretary Clinton, on the campaign trail, you are calling for an end to the era of mass incarceration. But a lot of folks in the black community blame the 1994 crime bill, a bill you supported, for locking up a generation of black men. Given what's happened since 1994, why should black people trust you to get it right this time?
Well, Don, let me say this. Senator Sanders voted for that bill. We both supported it. And I think it's fair to say we did, because back then there was an outcry over the rising crime rate. And people from all communities were asking that action be taken. Now, my husband said at the NAACP last summer that it solved some problems, but it created other problems, and I agree.
After I pressed her, she went on to admit that the bill was a mistake, but while admitting it was a mistake, she made sure to point out that Senator Sanders actually voted for the bill. She was just first lady at the time and made speeches in support of it. Sanders said he did it because there were other options in the bill that he supported, like the ban on assault weapons and the Violence Against Women Act.
So, to answer your question, what you read was a congressman who was torn, who said there are good things in that bill, there are bad things overall, I voted for it. But where we are right now is having 2.2 million people in jail, more than any other country on earth. This is a campaign promise. At the end of my first term, we will not have more people in jail than any other country.
Thank you, sir.
So that got some good applause, both of them, but admitting mistakes and explaining why they did what they did was no doubt easier than answering this next question. Listen.
In a speech about policing, the FBI director James Comey borrowed a phrase from the Broadway show Avenue Q, saying everyone is a little bit racist. So on a personal front, what racial blind spots do you have? Secretary, you first.
Well, John, if I could, I think being a white person in the United States of America, I know that I've never had the experience that so many of people, the people in this audience have had. And I think it's incumbent upon me, and what I've been trying to talk about during this campaign, is to urge white people to think about what it is like to have the talk with your kids, scared that your sons or daughters even could get in trouble for no good reason whatsoever, like Sandra Bland, and end up dead in a jail in Texas.
The secretary, she didn't really answer the question, neither did Bernie Sanders, but she went on to recount her personal and professional experiences towards racial awareness, and so did Senator Sanders.
So, what to answer your question, I would say, and I think it's similar to what the secretary said, when you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor. You don't know what it's like to be hassled when you walk down the street, or you get dragged out of a car. And I believe that as a nation in the year 2016, we must be firm in making it clear we will end institutional racism and reform a broken criminal justice system.
So I knew when it was happening that that answer would be problematic. The senator got flack for using the word ghetto, and for saying that when you're white, you don't know what it's like to be poor. The next day, he clarified his statements by saying what he meant was whites don't understand police oppression in black communities. It was an interesting moment for me and for the viewers, too. As Esquire magazine put it, interesting to watch two white people forced to grapple with their whiteness. But I have to give them credit for trying, and the question did accomplish what Tom Joyner tells me to do on this show all the time. Make them think, Don Lemon. It certainly made them think. They told me as much. After that debate, do you have any racial blind spots, any of you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah.
Jays are a little broader than ours for the most part. But...
with white women? Let that go, Sid.
See? Or a white man.
I think we all do to a certain point. I think we all do.
And the big thing is admitting it. I do think that even if you admit it, I think that people of color think about it more. I do have people say it's an unanswerable question. I don't agree with that because I know I've had to grapple with my my racial blind spot, and that is not to fall back on race as every slight that I get or every time I'm not included, that the first thing I think about is race, because sometimes a slight is just a slight, but sometimes you're just not included in something because someone doesn't want you. It doesn't have anything to do with race, but as a person of color, sometimes we rely on that a lot, and that's one of my racial blind spots, at least the one that I had to come up with or I've had to think about.
And there are a lot of poor white people, too.
And not all black people live in ghettos. But to his defense, ghettos to him, the word ghetto means something different. But, you know, it doesn't mean black neighborhood to everyone because he grew up actually in a Jewish ghetto. But in this day and age, it has grown to become the word that's used for black communities. Yeah. Identified
well,
as that.
Well, white people don't understand. You don't have to live in a ghetto to get treated bad. As a black person, you really
that's what
do.
I was going
to
say. Even if you're rich or middle class in America, as you know, the same as with a woman, you can be a rich or a poor woman and still, you know, face discrimination as a woman.
Preach, brother.
Hey Don.
Yeah,
Don, we got to go. But a real quick question: no one in this room is watching House of Cards right now, and I need to talk to somebody about it because it's. Are you watching it?
I'm not, Tom.
Oh,
why?
He's working.
Because
I want to talk
about it. You know, I can't keep anything. And it is so good. And
okay, I will start watching it and we'll discuss. I'll watch it, Tom. I promise you.
If I don't get some discussion here soon, I'm going to tell the world what I've seen on House of Cards. I'm going to spoil it for everybody because it's so good.
And now we can see what's really important here, Don. Okay.
House of Cards.
The future of our world is hanging in the balance, and Tom wants to talk House of Cards.
Yes.
Because it's so real.
House of Cards is real.
I know.